Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The right fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bing Miller. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Hauser. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Sammy Hale. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Quinn. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Jack Quinn. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Bill Sweeney. Batting second. The center fielder, Harry Rice. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chick Galloway. Batting eighth. The catcher, Larry Woodall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vic Sorrell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Vic Sorrell. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bishop moves to third. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus juggles the ball. That's an error on McManus. Bishop scores. Cobb moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Athletics. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sweeney. The throw from Cochran and he is safe. Sweeney steals second. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sweeney scores. It's Athletics, 1, Tigers, 1. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a line drive towards third. Hale catches it and throws to first to double up Rice. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sorrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics won, and the Tigers won. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McManus moves to third. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. McManus scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Tigers. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bishop hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sweeney scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cobb for the out. Bishop moves to second. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. Cochran hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Athletics. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Sorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hauser scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sorrell for the out. One out. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quinn fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sweeney moves to third. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hauser fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hauser. Sweeney scores. Rice moves to third. Gehringer moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's Athletics, 3, Tigers, 3. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-1 in the game. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Rice scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-3, Tigers. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McManus strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Woodall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 1 in the game. Hauser takes first base on ball 4. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. Hale hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0 for 1 in the game. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Heilman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Tigers. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Galloway hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 0 for 1 in the game. Woodall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vic Sorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sorrell bunts towards the mound. Quinn fields it and throws to first for the out. Woodall moves to second. Two outs. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Sweeney hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cobb, who is chasing the ball. Sweeney reaches third base with a triple. Woodall scores. It's 6-3, Tigers. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Walt French pinch hits for Jack Quinn. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French takes first base on ball 4. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Bishop hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cobb takes first base on ball 4. French moves to second. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cochran strikes out. There goes French. The throw from Woodall and French is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Rommel now pitching. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 2 in the game. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cobb throws the ball into Boley, who tags Gehringer trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Fothergill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. McManus reaches second base with a double. Fothergill goes all the way around to score. It's 7-3, Tigers. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Heilman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Galloway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sorrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hauser hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Athletics 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Woodall hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Woodall reaches second base with a double. Vic Sorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sorrell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got one RBI. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Woodall moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sweeney. The throw from Cochran and he is safe. Sweeney steals second. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Woodall scores. Sweeney scores. It's 9-3, Tigers. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fothergill hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-for-2 in the game. Boley hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Bishop hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sweeney scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cobb for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Athletics 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. McManus hits a fly ball towards left. Simmons settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Simmons. McManus moves to second. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McManus moves to third. One out. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Galloway hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rommel fields it and throws to home to get McManus. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Galloway. The throw from Cochran and he is out, Bishop applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-3 in the game. Simmons strikes out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-3 in the game. Miller is hit by the pitch. Cochran moves to second. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hauser takes first base on ball 4. Cochran moves to third. Miller moves to second. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-3 in the game. Hale hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-for-3 in the game. Boley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Athletics 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Woodall hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Sorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sorrell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Miller. Sorrell reaches second base with a double. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got one RBI. Sweeney strikes out. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got three RBIs. Rice hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bishop reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Mulehaus pinch hits for Eddie Rommel. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a line drive into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Geringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cobb hits a line drive into center field. Rice picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Rice. Cobb moves to second. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Cochran hits a line drive into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 9, and Philadelphia Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.